The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
What's the goal here to kind of clear things for the future?
Well, I mean, I think that the goal was that, you know, we were not hell-bent on trading Demaryius. If the value was there, then we felt the value was there. We felt that it could help us that way as far as the draft next year, and that we thought that with the young guys behind him that we could make up for the space that he would leave. And so we got the value that we thought was fair, and that was the most important thing. So, you know, I think that it's never easy when you trade a guy that's been a household name here for a long time and done a lot of great things, not only on the football field, but also in the community, and, you know, as a good man. So, plus it's a good spot for Demaryius. You know, he's going to a good football team, and that's in Penn race where he's going, and so, it'll be good for him too.
All right. The Texans make a move. We shall discuss. A lot of other stuff to get to. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At my name, Zhong. At Degenerates 975. Am I supposed to say that with an accent? My name, Zhong.
I don't think
okay.
So.
You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday when usually you guys are in a bad mood. Don't be. We're going to have fun today. It's going to be a fun show, usually, because it's always a fun show.
Usually.
We had tons of stuff we never got to yesterday, and then today we got news all over the...
It's a busy time of year, Fred. You know how that is.
It is. So let's talk Rockets.
And we have a guest in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah, I just found out about
that. For the entire 6 o'clock hour.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So...
Surprise! Gotcha, Zhong. Zhong would have remembered to tell us about this had he not been in New Orleans last week.
Yep. See, that's, you know, I'm saying when Barry's here more than you are, I think that's a problem. I'm just saying. What's happening, man?
You know, sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you, man?
Well, my day was supposed to be really easy today. Yeah, I had a couple.
And it wasn't?
I had a couple of meetings canceled, so I thought, you know what I'm going to do, man? I'm going to go hit the gym really hard, and then I'll get to the office by 2 just in case there's any trades. And so I leave the gym, and I'm going to go get some lunch, and I hear... This and actually it was a really good day because today's the first time I've been in the gym and I've looked at myself in the mirror and said, dude, you're not completely hideous anymore. I mean, I don't
congratulations.
Don't like how I look. I just don't hate how I look anymore, which is that's a step, right? That's progress. But so I'm driving and I'm gonna go get some lunch, and all of a sudden I hear Charlie say that the Texans have acquired Demaryius Thomas. So I rushed my ass down here so I could write an article on it and got it out pretty quickly. I still love doing deadline stuff. That's the one thing that's really cool about this website, sportsmap.com, by the way. I love the fact that every now and then I get to write something on deadline. And
right.
So, you know, in my mind, I kind of wrote the story in the 8 minutes it took me to get here and then knocked it out. And so have a story up on Demaryius Thomas.
There you go.
And we also have a good video from Joel Blank. So that's all on the site. And then I also posted a political column, which if you're not interested in, it's fine. If you're not in Houston, it applies to you, but it's not, you know, I mean, the only thing I ask people to vote for is Prop B. That's on my personal blog, though. It has nothing to do with Gal Media or anything. But if you'd like to read about why we should be helping firefighters, my blog is up. I tweeted it out. Go check it out, freddysworldblog.blogspot.com. So I did a bunch of work today, and then I wound up posting a bunch of other stories to Sports Map. So it's been a busy day. So now I get to have fun. I'm excited. I'm fired up.
All right.
What do you think of the trade?
I mean, I think it's... It is a positive. I'll start with that. I mean, it's not like Demaryius Thomas can't play. We talked about it being a position of need, but not a position of dire need, like offensive tackle or cornerback. But, you know, apparently there's not a lot of those guys floating around out there to be had. And Demaryius Thomas was. And you get him for relatively cheap, fourth-round pick. I think it's a rental.
Well, he's under contract through next year.
Yeah, for a $17 million cap hit.
That's 14.
No, cap hit 17.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. It's $14 million to the Texans. I think part of that signing bonus is still on. I mean, it's going to cost the Texans $14 million next year, from what I understand.
You want to pay $14 million to that guy?
I have no problem with that. They got plenty of space on there. And by the way, pretty good insurance for the fact that you may not have Will Fuller at the start season. And Kiki Kuti, as I said in the article, is basically Will Fuller light. I mean,
but
he's a hamstring waiting to happen. So
you're also coming up on a time where you're going to need to pay some of these guys that are here or make a decision not to pay them, like Jadeveon Clowney. And if...
Yeah, even so, they've got plenty of room under the cap. That won't be an issue if you decide to keep him. If you don't, then cool. But if you do... And even if he is a rental, I mean, I'm fine with that. I think the guy's numbers have been down a little bit the last couple of years, but he's sort of had DeAndre Hopkins disease, and he's had a bunch of donkeys throwing him the ball.
That's fair.
And I think this is going to be the best quarterback he's seen since Peyton Manning. And plus, he's not fighting Cortland Sutton for time and Emmanuel Sanders. And I like the fact that you don't have to face him Sunday.
That helps.
Especially with your secondary all beat up and you couldn't find anybody to help there. So I think it's a win-win-win. I don't think it puts him over the top or turns him into... You know, I think if you'd made... The only way I would have said, wow, this could be... this might be what puts him over the top would have been if they had gotten a stud tackle and a cornerback all in one day.
Right.
And then I might have said that. I don't think this makes a huge difference. But the one thing I like about him... And he and Hopkins have one thing in common. They show up every week and they're on the field.
Yeah.
And
they're healthy guys.
They're healthy guys. I don't think Thomas has missed a game since 2011. I'll take that. Yeah. It just showing up makes a huge difference. So I think it's a good move. I don't think they've, you know, gave up anything in particular. So,
I mean, a fourth round pick, when the draft comes around, you'll wish you had it. But if you win the division because of this trade, then
right, which I mean, it's still not guaranteed by any stretch of the imagination. But I mean, a fourth round pick, what are you going to get? Are you going to get a guy who's going to help you as much as this guy will this year? Probably not. Maybe you do. Maybe you get lucky. But I think that teams overvalue draft picks, and when you look at the fact that the Eagles gave up a third to get Golden Tate. You can argue that Tate's a better player right now.
Different player, though. I mean, yeah. Tate will play in the slot in Philly. I think that they look at Demaryius as maybe a little more versatile.
I think he's going to play outside. I mean,
especially if you have Kuti and you've got, you know, one Kuti can play the slot and you'll have the two big names on the outside. I think they got good value for him.
I think so, and I'm glad they made a move, and it also just shows how much the NFL has changed, that you've got all these trades happening.
And I mean, the interesting one to me, besides the Texans, is Rams, who don't have many holes, needed some help getting pass rush, you know, with a pass rush. Go ahead and get Dante Fowler.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Well, man, the Rams are going to be tough to beat. They are going to be tough to beat because.
But I mean, I don't know. It's a move that puts them over the top because they might have already been over the top.
Right.
But boy, that was the one thing that they were saying, hey, we got to get some more pass rush help. Well, congratulations. You just did.
Well, and can we agree? It's kind of interesting because was it a week ago? The Jags are trading a pick for Carlos Hyde.
Yeah.
And now they're giving up Dante Fowler for a draft pick. Like, did they decide, okay, we gave up?
I don't think they gave up. I think they weren't happy with him. I think that marriage was over. I don't think they got a hell of a lot for him, though.
Yeah. Well, a third and a fifth for a guy that's an unrestricted free agent. It's not.
Yeah.
It ain't bad. It's better than nothing, you know?
Yeah. It's just also a guy you drafted pretty high in the first round.
Yeah. And it's a guy that if you think you can play this year, you probably need that guy.
Then somebody asked, so Denver obviously giving up on the season, right? I don't know that that's the case. Because
Denver has a better wide receiver that they're trying to get touches. And
well, they certainly think they have a better receiver, a guy they invested a lot in. And Thomas is 30 years old.
Right.
I think the writing was on the wall there.
I'm with you. I think that they were ready to move on from him. Emmanuel Sanders has passed Demaryius Thomas as Denver's number one. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and they have a guy in Cortland Sutton who they look at as their future number one. And
right. And so if you can get something for this guy now, you do it.
Right. This guy who has no part of your future plans.
And frankly, he has more value to the Texans right now than he does the
Broncos. Without question.
The Broncos.
And the Broncos didn't want to give this dude $17 million next year. No way they wanted to do that. So if they can get a mid-round pick for him, okay.
Yeah, so I mean, it makes sense.
It makes sense for everybody,
and I don't think they're giving up on the year. Although,
they probably should,
as long as they don't have a quarterback. Let's be honest. And I know.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm not trying to start that. Did you see how he about him writing in his book that Bill O'Brien told him he'd never be more than a third string quarterback?
No,
I didn't either because I haven't read the book, but I did see the excerpt from it, and. I'm gonna just say, you know, I'm no Bill O'Brien fan, right?
Right.
Not even close. I'm gonna read you what he said here. You're gonna like this. I knew the Texans were going to release me once I got the call, so I drove to the facility feeling pretty bad. Bad, but not entirely hopeless. I wanted to face my destiny like a man. I also wanted to get some feedback from the coaches after they'd spent the offseason with me. I wanted to at least find out where I could improve and maybe even get some advice on taking the next step as a player. That's not what happened. Coach O'Brien looked right at me and told me I'd never be more than a third-string quarterback in the NFL.
Ouch.
I knew I hadn't performed as well as I could that preseason, but I couldn't help but feel some anger. He went on to give me more specifics, but I didn't process much after that. Here I am, coming off a season in which I started 8 games. Some good games, some bad games, and now I was being told that I couldn't play at this level. I'm not sure if he was trying to motivate me or what, but it definitely got my competitive juices flowing. Okay. No offense. I think this is complete BS because it comes out the week of the game. And I, as much as I dislike Bill O'Brien and I think he's a turd, can't imagine him telling a guy that when he's cutting him. Oh, you'll never be more than a third-string quarterback.
I'm going to go Bill O'Brien. If Bill O'Brien did say that, I'm going to say he was wrong on that.
Yeah, well, we've always said he was a pretty solid backup.
But who says that anyway? Like that, yeah, it just seems like I've never, I mean, and maybe I only know it from Hard Knocks, but those conversations never go that way. And Case Keenum doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would be such an a-hole that he, you know, got Bill O'Brien charged up.
Yeah, I could see, here's what I think might have happened. He might have had a bad practice one day, and O'Brien, you know how he gets. I've heard him yell at guys out there. Keep playing like that, you're going to be a third-string quarterback right. At best. I could see that, and then Case decided in his little faith-based book to turn that into a motivator for people to get attention to the book. So, yeah, Drunk Bevo says, not enough F-bombs to be from Billy. Yeah, I think that there might be some poetic license at use there.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I think Case is a really good quarterback. He started two games for us here and won, you know, helped us win two games, Baltimore and Jacksonville. So I guess I'll have to read his book.
I'm going to pass. Why would he just make that up? Like I said, I think he's exaggerating quite a bit. And it's a book, man. I hate to tell you this, but people write books like that. They make stuff up. I mean, if the whole point is to show how you overcame everything to get the Vikings to the NFC Championship game and then choke like a dog, you want to talk about how people motivated you along the way. So, yeah, that's why he would make it up. And I don't know that he's totally making it up. I think he's taking something that might have been said at practice. But I honestly don't buy it. This is one where I believe Bill O'Brien. It's pretty rare.
Yeah.
And listen, you guys know I don't. I've been pretty clear about my dislike of Bill O'Brien. I don't think there's any way, shape, or form that, you know, but that would be out of character. There's a lot of stuff that would be in character, but that would be out.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can believe who you want to believe. Somebody's lying here, though. And, yeah, I think if I'm writing a book and trying to show how I overcame things and made sure it got out the week of the game against the Texans, why haven't we heard about this before?
Good question.
It feels
my headphone just hit the microphone.
It feels convenient to me. Hey, guys, you're throwing a party, planning a wedding, maybe a corporate event. One place to go, check out Pick Me Events. Listen, every time Gal Media throws a party, we always hire Pick Me. Their owner, Michael Vayner, takes your party to the next level. It adds a cool factor with their interactive photo booths, and they let your guests take and print photos, email photos. You can even post them on social media. It's really cool. It's the way of the future. You can customize the photo animations, layouts, and add specific details of your event. This is how I know I'm less fat is because I've got pictures in me of there from Pick Me Events. And, you know, he does such a great job. It even makes me look less ugly. They offer party decor, DJ services, transportation options, fireworks, and much more. Michael's the official driver for Sports on the Rocks when we do that. And if you're going to use anyone for your pictures, it could be a bar mitzvah, it could be a quinceañera, it could just be a corporate outing where you're bringing everybody together. Maybe you're having a big party like we like to have at Gal Media, and if we can get 2 more months at number one, we'll have another one, and Pick Me Events will be there. Your unforgettable experience awaits. PickMeEvents.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy. There are a lot of different energy providers out there, and they've all got something different they're going to throw at you. Free weekends, free days, free nights, cash bonuses, the list goes on and on. And you may have fallen for one of those offers, and then months later you've come to find out that you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees on your bill. Tri-Eagle keeps it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A couple things. I think Glance brought up a pretty good point about they'll probably redo Thomas's contract, spread it out over a couple of years, and which would make sense.
I mean, a lot of it depends on how he performs this season. Yeah. If he's not good this year, then there's a built-in excuse to move on. He's too expensive next year. Okay, bye.
Yeah,
And if he's good, you ask him, hey, man, we'd love to keep you around, but just not for $14 million or whatever it'll cost the Texans.
And A17 says, book's been out for a while, not just coming out now. That was my point. The story's just now coming out.
None of us have read that stupid book.
Nobody's going to read it.
So. If you read Case Keenum's book, you're a weirdo.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and throw that out there. I know there's some of you out there. You guys are weird.
And listen, he also says convenient for the media to dig up this story this week. If I were a betting man, and I am, Keenum's agent or the book agent or whoever the publisher was, they made sure it got out, not the media. You know, don't blame the media for everything. Just because the president says the media is the enemy of the people.
The failing New York Times.
Yeah. Look, media is not perfect. Media does a lot of things wrong. The media actually works for the people. It's not the enemy of the people. I'm not so sure our politicians work for the people, but that's a different story. And somebody asked about Le'Veon Bell, and Jeffrey answered it for us, but they couldn't trade him because he didn't sign his franchise tender.
Yeah.
He had to show up and sign the tender for them to be able to trade him. And somebody else asked, would they have rather had DeSean Jackson? I'm told they made calls on DeSean Jackson, and the Bucks just said no.
Well, so. I think the Bucks also, when they decided that it's going to be Ryan Fitzpatrick, they...
Well, yeah, and maybe he's okay with it now.
Yeah, suddenly he's not as, you know, in content as he was.
In content?
Discontent?
Now, what is that? Now is the hour.
Non-content?
Discontent.
Non-dis-in? Yeah. I don't know.
Man, I've written so many damn words.
How about unhappy?
Yeah, let's just say he's unhappy. I've written so many damn words today that my head's spinning. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And, you know, people asking how that... I do want to respond to this because a lot of people were asking, how's it 790 tweeting out that they're number one in everything? They're the number one overall, right, John? They had the highest ratings overall.
Yes.
Is that correct?
It's the way that they're spinning it.
Yeah. Now. It's basically what they're doing is, like, okay, so.
Well, here's the simple thing. John, what was the number one afternoon drive show in the city?
We were.
What was the number one morning drive show in the city?
John and Lance were.
Okay. So our shows are on from 7 to 9 and 4 to 7, respectively.
Yes.
790's morning show is on from 6 to 10.
Yes.
And to be fair, from 6 to 10, he's got the number one show.
Right.
Correct.
Let's be honest. I mean, we're not here to spin stuff. Here's the other thing. If you take away our 6 o'clock hour, if you take away a third of our show, we're not number one.
No.
Well... I mean, I guess so.
I mean, if you want to spin it, go ahead.
If you replace one of our hours with an hour of The Usual Suspects, which is what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I guess we wouldn't be number one. But the reality is.
Yeah. From 4 to 7, we have.
And what was our number this month, John?
Combined with the simulcast, a 4.2.
And what was John and Lance's?
A 3.6.
And what was third, Sean Salisbury or Josh Ennis?
I can't, not off the top of my head. It's one of those two, but it was like a 3.3 or 3.5 or something like that. I think Ennis might have been 3 and yeah. Sean might have been 4.
I think it was Josh and then Sean. It was really close. Okay. It was really close for second with all of them, to be fair.
But no one was close to our show.
Right. That's all I Correct. Care about. I mean, well, it's not all I care about. I care about
it
the whole
team.
It is
all I care about.
Yeah. When I was talking to AJ about this, he looked so angry.
listen, I wasn't happy to see 790 tweeting that, but when you explain to me what they're talking about, I mean, okay.
Well, yeah, if I'm them, that's how I'm going
to
look at it.
None of our shows line up to go head-to-head with their shows.
No, no.
So I guess that's fine. Yeah, my favorite part of all of it is 610 is basically dead on the vine.
Yeah. They're consistently in third place.
Yeah.
It's the funny thing is, like, including, like, if you match it up to their day part, they're third. Ooh. Like, they go 6 to 10, 10 to 2, 2 to 6.
Ooh.
And they're in third place in every single one of those.
That's not good.
Ooh.
It's funny, though. I mean, I would say all year long, we've been pretty consistent with where our shows have been. Well, we've been very consistent. Let's start with that. But I think we've been very consistent with where our shows have been. And early, you know, 790 was invisible, and now 610's invisible.
Right.
And which I find hard to believe with the Texans.
Now, this book was when the Texans were 1-3.
Right. And so if the Texans being good helps, then it'll, you know, 610 moves up, it's going to hurt 790 because they don't take listeners. Our listeners don't come from AM.
Correct.
So
usually when 790 is like throwing it in people's faces, it's towards 610 because they know that I mean, I hope they know that we don't really share audiences.
Yeah. And hey, they had Astros in the playoffs. They had Rockets starting up. They should have done pretty well last month.
Yeah, but Patrick Creighton beat them.
Patrick Creighton beat them too?
Yeah. Patrick and Glenn Davis beat 790 in their time slot, 7-9.
That's when the Rockets and the Astros were on.
Man. Yeah.
Wow.
And Glenn Davis, mind you.
Yeah, and Glenn Davis.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Glenn takes us a long way. By the way, I apparently was, you know, my comment to him was a big topic on Soccer Matters last night.
What do you mean?
Well, I just...
You trigger him?
No. He asked me what I thought the Texans were. And so I came up with a soccer analogy. I said they were Tottenham Hotspur. And the Spur fans were not happy with me. They felt that was an insult, but a lot of people agreed with it who weren't Spurs fans. So I'm just trying to find a team that pretty good, not going to win the Premier League.
So you're trying to find a team to cheer for?
No. It was just me comparing the Texans to someone.
Oh, okay.
But they were offended that I would compare the Texans to that.
Gotcha.
So I thought it was a good analogy, and some people agreed, some people didn't. And that's cool. But I stirred up more stuff over that than I did my political
column.
Yeah,
it's best to just stay away from it.
I didn't know he was going to make a topic out of it.
You've made a grievous error.
I just threw it out there. Yeah, because I was trying to explain it in a way he would get. You know, but oh well. 713-780-ESPN. And somebody brought up a good point on Twitter. There's a good chance that O'Brien told him if he stayed there, he'd be a third-string quarterback for him, and that's the way he did it?
That's possible.
Yeah. So.
And that's I would say that's not an out-of-line statement. If you say, hey, you'll never be more than a third-string quarterback here.
Right.
And if that's the case, I mean, I'd want a coach to tell me that rather than, you know, keep me floating around thinking that I've got a chance to play, and you really don't.
So are you telling me that Case Keenum is 790-ing it? He's putting his own spin on it?
He's Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's...
You're in the spin zone!
I don't think he's totally making it up. I just think it is out of context in order to get book sales, which, guess what I'm not going to do?
Go buy the book?
I'm not going to buy Case Keenum's book.
No, because I already told you, you'd be a weirdo.
Well, right. I mean... And I read, you know what though, I don't read sports books ever anyway, and I certainly wouldn't buy somebody's "I Overcame This" to play for the Vikings book. You know, that's just not. You know, I like fiction primarily, or I'm kind of like you. I like stuff about murders, and things like that. But again, I don't really have interest in sports books. I never have.
Hey, your Bills made a move. They signed Terrell Pryor.
Oh,
and released Dante Johnson.
Big time moves, bro. They're probably fixed now.
Championship.
Yeah, so it's coming.
Man, we'll get to this week. Come back, but we were on the show and I looked at that alternate line, Patriots minus 20.5.
Yeah,
and I punched a small ticket on it. Just figured, what the hell? Thanks, Patriots. They did their job. They covered the regular spread. It was me getting greedy.
Yeah, they played around in the first half.
Yeah, too many field goals.
I had their over in the first half, and that guy lost on that too. But I played a couple of props. I played Brady over completions, which was 23.5. And I played James White over receptions, which was 6. And he had 5 in the first quarter. I think four or five on the second drive of the game, on one drive. And he had 6 by halftime.
Yeah, and we'll look at the lines at some point today. I've already seen one that just shocks the hell out of me.
A professional line?
Yes.
Okay.
And see if you feel the same way. Bears, Bills, pick 'em.
That's an odd number. Especially because the Bears were just 10-point favorites. And the Bills were just 14-point underdogs.
Yeah, so. I mean, I'm looking at that going, okay. And it's probably Nathan Peterman.
But is that an upgrade?
He's going to throw 3 picks. I know that much. All right, guys. I got to tell you, here's another thing I'm pretty good at predicting. And that's Stocks Online with Robinhood. It's a great investing app. And it lets you buy and sell stocks, options, cryptos, and it's all commission-free. And they what their goal is to make financial services work for everyone, not just really wealthy people. So if you just want to put a few bucks in there and start learning how to invest, it's a perfect way to do it. It's not intimidating at all.
And if you're a newcomer to the stock market and you want to invest for the first time with confidence, Robinhood does it. We were using Robinhood for months before they ever started advertising with us. My wife and I have got several stocks on there, and I love getting on there every day and just saying, hey, where are these things today? And some days you look at them and go, And some days you're like, wow. But it's cool. You can keep up with stuff that you haven't bought yet either. There's a lot of stuff that I have essentially on my watch list. And you can learn how to invest as you build your portfolio, discover new stocks, track your favorite companies. You get a personalized news feed, which is great. And you get custom notifications for price movements. You never miss the right time to invest. And so much of it is, okay, what number do I want to get in out? And Robinhood's perfect for that. They're giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. All you have to do is sign up at faour.robinhood.com. That's faour.robinhood.com. Start making your money work for you.
The most delicious app in the business and the easiest steak you can download. Wait, I think I messed that up. The most delicious steak in the business and the easiest sports radio app you can download.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Okay, this is the second line that I've seen. And I had like four people text me about Bears, Bills, Pick'em. So I know it was out there. It's now 9.5 Bears.
Okay.
Because I couldn't find it. Here's the other one. I was on pregame, and you know how they give you the opening line? And it still shows this. And I just thought if I had any opportunity to bet this, I would unload everything, the house, the children, you name it. It had Oklahoma State plus 21 against Baylor.
Yeah, I would take that bet.
Now it's minus 8.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, you can actually still see it on pregame, opening number plus 21.
So weird.
If I could have found that anywhere, any site,
yeah,
I would have unloaded on that. So there's some weird stuff going on now. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I do have some that I already like, though. I am almost certain I'm going to be on Seahawks minus 1.5 against your Chargers. That number's down from 2.5.
Okay.
I know you love the Chargers. But
are we going to do this now?
We can, yeah.
Well, I figured we'd wait for 5 o'clock. That's what we normally do.
Well, usually we do at 6 o'clock. We're going to have
We've got a special 6 o'clock hour?
Yeah, we have a very special 6 o'clock. We can do it at 5 o'clock. Let's do that. Give the people time to think about it.
Okay.
So
give me some time to think about it.
Blake, yes, halfway through the season, who is your Super Bowl matchup and winner? Guess what? If you check out Sports Map tomorrow morning, first thing, you'll have A.J. Hoffman's halfway NFL report. And
by the way, full disclosure, I posted what I projected preseason.
You did.
And there's some embarrassing moments on there.
There are, but I will also tease it this way. Your Super Bowl projection is the same as it was before.
Same as
the
it was. Yeah. Same as it was.
That's the only thing that's the same. But hey.
My NFC Championship projection, not the same as it was. Yeah. Here's a tease ahead. Preseason, I didn't have the Chiefs making the playoffs.
That's true.
That's looking like...
I did have the Chiefs winning their division.
You did. I left the Chiefs off and had the 49ers in the playoffs. Mm. So those...
Yeah, it happens.
You know.
We've all had those moments.
But I also...
The year I had the Saints in the Super Bowl and they went 7-9. Yep.
I'll also have... It has my power rankings 1 through 32 halfway through the season.
Well, why don't we talk about that a little bit? Because we that's one of the things we didn't get to yesterday.
Okay.
And we could tease ahead a little bit to your article because, you know, that way people will go read it tomorrow. We don't give away everything.
Okay.
We'll just give away some power rankings.
Just some teases.
Because you asked me where I would have the Texans and who I would have in the top 10. So I think we started off in agreement that Chiefs, Patriots, and, you know, even after yesterday, Rams, and Saints in no particular order, right?
I think most everybody has Rams number one, And I think Patriots, Chiefs, Saints in some order.
Where are you going to have Rams after the Saints beat them this week?
Probably number two.
Because, see, here's the thing. I think if the Saints barely beat them the way the Patriots barely beat the Chiefs at home, I'd still have the Chiefs ahead of the Patriots, and I'd still have the Rams ahead of the Saints.
I've got the Patriots slightly ahead of the Chiefs, even though the Patriots have an extra loss. But if it's the same way, if it's a 1 or 2 point win for the Saints, I'd probably still have the Rams second behind the Patriots.
See, that's inconsistent because the Patriots barely beat the Chiefs.
I know.
I'm not criticizing your. I am going to criticize your number five. You have the Chargers.
I think they're better than anybody thinks they are, and Phillip Rivers is playing at an MVP level, and it's. Sure, I'll probably look like an idiot because the floor will probably drop out from under him, but Melvin Gordon's looking good. Keenan Allen looks good. And they're not even totally healthy on defense yet.
Well, I don't think they're ever going to get Bosa back.
Well, they might not.
I mean, I think that guy's just broken. Anybody named Bosa is broken. I think they're going to lose this week. But I think they're top 10. I think five's a little high. Okay. I would have Pittsburgh ahead of them. I think Pittsburgh, despite the fact that they have struggled early, they're turning it around now. They'll get it together. You have Minnesota 7.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina 8.
Yep.
Washington 9.
Like I said, there's some teams that, like Pittsburgh, I think is better than their record says they are. Washington, I think, is a little worse than their record says
they are. Yeah, I wouldn't have Washington in there. I would have Baltimore in there still, despite...
they disappointed me this week. That was ugly.
I think Philadelphia would be in there over Washington, even though Washington has a better record.
Okay.
And I think I would have... I'd have Houston a little bit higher, too.
How much higher?
A spot or two. Because I'd basically bump... You know what? I'd take it back. I would bump Philadelphia, Seattle, Houston up, Washington, Baltimore down.
So you have the Redskins as a or do you have the Texans as a better team than the Redskins?
Yeah, I think right now on a neutral field, I'd take the Texans over the Redskins.
Man, all right.
I would take Seattle over the Redskins. And I think I still think Philly is going to be the team to beat in that division, especially.
See, I thought that maybe I would, like, there was going to be people who were saying that I wasn't giving enough love to the Redskins being 5-2.
Yeah, 5-2 is great, but if we're talking about power rankings based on what I think is going to happen, like more along the Vegas rankings, I wouldn't have them that high.
That's fair.
Green Bay at 15, I'd probably have a little bit higher too.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with Green Bay.
Yeah, and frankly, like, just from a gambling perspective, like, Atlanta's record is not good, and you have them 18th, and so for a power ranking perspective of records, that's great, but there's a lot of teams ahead of them on this list, neutral field. I'm betting the Falcons.
Well, that's the Falcons.
Or I'm making the Falcons favorite.
The Falcons were a tough one for me because they're starting to get healthy on defense. But basically, I did basically what I've seen through 8 weeks so far.
Yeah. No, it's good stuff. It really is. And I think the people should check it out. And it will be posted at 7 a.m. tomorrow. And it will be the main thing on the site unless something else happens here in the next, you know, however many hours. What is it? 15 hours?
Yeah, something like that.
14 hours. I don't know. I'm old and I've been working all day.
But I also give my my ballot for NFL MVP.
Comeback player of the year.
Comeback player of the year, defensive player of the year, offensive and defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff on there. And if we also have a video on the trade that's up. We have a story that I wrote on the trade that's up. And we got Cody Stute's Pro Football Focus is up. Palillo has a video on the Rockets. Salman Ali has his Rockets column. So there's a lot of good stuff up today. And tomorrow I will have, like I said, AJ's thing, a bunch of college stuff. Soccer report. My whole email is full of stuff. So there'll be a bunch of good stuff.
It'll be a big day tomorrow.
Yeah, just as it is today.
All right, guys, got to tell you about BillAdvisor.com, and I've been telling you about them for a while. If you have cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, basically your monthly recurring bills that we've all got, you're probably paying too much. You started out with a great price, but your bill always goes up. That's why you need Bill Advisor. They'll work directly with your providers to reduce your monthly rates, not lower your service, your data, your speed, any of that. Just lower your bill. And they're winning for our listeners week in and week out. They guarantee they're going to save you at least $300, guaranteed or money back. You can't beat that. Most of our listeners saving over $800 a year. Many are saving well into the thousands. That could be you. Start saving right now. Text the word GO to 232323. Your personal bill advisor is going to get your information, and they're going to start working for you. One more time, just text GO to 232323 or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Hey, guys. Listen, I'm about to start drinking again. And you know what I'm going to have a lot of? Thrive Plus. And you know why? Because it works. That's the number one question I get is, does Thrive Plus work? And if you went to our pub crawl and got a chance to try it, you figured out, yeah, it did. And the cool thing about it is, you know, once you get to about 30 years old, even a little bit of alcohol, you're not going to feel 100% the next day. And trust me, I've got to post 1,000 stories to Sports Map every morning. I can't afford to not be 100%. And, you know, I'm not anywhere near 30 years old. So especially you get to my age, you need some help. And that's why I use Thrive Plus. It's basically a vitamin. You take whenever you drink alcohol, 3 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before going to bed. Boom. You're going to feel so much better the next day. It reduces alcohol's negative effects. It gives your liver what it needs to process alcohol and its toxic byproducts. And if you guys were on the pub crawl, you probably got a chance to meet Brooks, because he's what we call a smart, because he's a Princeton graduate. They got 5 PhDs. They were on Shark Tank. And if you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, they're going to give you your money back. So no matter how many drinks you're going to have, your liver's going to thank you. The rest of you is going to thank you. And how about this? They're Houston-based, which is always great. I mean, I love doing business with Houston-based companies, especially ones like this that make such a fantastic product. So if you order before 4 o'clock, you're going to receive the product the next day. To order Thrive Plus, just go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. They're also on Amazon, so if you want to order that way, you can simply search Thrive Plus on Amazon. I don't drink without Thrive Plus. Neither should you. DecideThrive.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. You want to play fantasy football but don't want to get locked down for the whole season? Play with us. Just log on to ESPN975.com. Click on the Pro Football Pick'em link brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week, a couple of weeks, or if you have it all figured out, you can play for the season. Each week we're giving away prizes to the top 3 winners. One of this week's prizes is a pair of tickets to WWE Raw. Not only will you see Raw Women's Champion Ronda Rousey, but you'll get to see Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose as well when Raw returns to Toyota Center Monday, December 3rd. You can still get your tickets at toyotacenter.com. Who is it that's not going to Saudi Arabia, John?
John Cena.
Ah.
Why?
Because of all that stuff that's happening over there.
Because they killed journalists over there.
Yeah, I think he might be the only person that could stand up and go, I'm not going over there, and they'd be okay with it.
Is he still that big of a star?
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, he's their Hulk Hogan.
Really?
Yeah.
He's such a lame character.
He is, but Hulk Hogan was a lame character.
I guess so.
I mean, John Cena is Hulk Hogan. Like, in this generation's Hulk Hogan.
No, Hulk Hogan never wore jean shorts.
Yes, but he never turned heel until much later in his career when he switched companies.
I'm sorry, was John Cena on Rocky?
No, but John Cena's done a lot more movies than Hulk Hogan has.
Yeah, but any of them as successful as Rocky?
But he was never, I mean, Hulk Hogan wasn't the main character.
Doesn't matter.
What about Suburban Commando? Maybe you forgot a little movie called Suburban Commando. He had another movie where he was the lead character in it, where he was like taking care of little kids. Like, he used to do The Rock is the guy that replaced Hulk Hogan. Like, he was just a little bit more successful.
Yeah, The Rock has become gigantic, though.
Steroids, man.
Well, that's not what I meant.
Oh.
Dude, everything he does becomes a hit, even when it's garbage. Even that Skyscraper, which apparently was just terrible.
Yeah.
Even that did well.
And I think Rampage was a horrible movie, apparently, and it did well.
I didn't think it was horrible. I thought it was fairly entertaining, but it's not something that I would pay for. But for, you know, well, you're already paying for cable, but, you know, I thought it was okay. It wasn't great. It wasn't horrible. Disco brings up the point I tried to make in my article, that local politics are so much more important than people think. That's all I tried to do was make a plea for people to actually do some research on these races that are local, because those impact us. And there's no there's no party stuff. There's no here's what you should vote for. It's just please do your research. And I give a few places where you can go to stuff and learn about the candidates. And I know it's hard work, and it kind of sucks to have to do hard work, but it's important.
Yeah.
The only thing I tell you to vote for is Prop B, and I've been behind that now for 2 years. So,
but if you don't want to vote for Prop B, don't vote for that either.
No, my point is, I spell this out here. If you're one of those people who says, no, you know what, we really shouldn't be negotiating contracts with the public voting, I understand that perspective, and most of the time I'd be with you on that.
Yeah.
I just think that these guys haven't gotten a fair shake, and the city won't do it, and this is what's left for them, and I support them on it, and I will be voting for it. And if you vote against it, I don't think you're an idiot, and that's the whole point I was trying to make.
The important thing is just get out there and vote.
Yeah, please vote, and please do your homework, and realize, and don't go into it with your mind already made up. If you haven't researched some of these guys, just read up on them. And I guarantee you that if you're really affiliated with one party, I'd be willing to bet if you actually went and researched it, you'd find one person from that other party that you would vote for. Because you know what? I kind of agree with this. That's all. So I really try to stay out of, anything attached to parties or whatever. Just a plea to go out and vote, and please just do some research and make up your mind once you've read about them. So, oh well. And the thing is, I get why people would be against it, and I respect that. And I don't hate Sylvester Turner. I'm not going to sit here and start talking about how this guy's terrible because he's against this. No, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I agree with him on. This just happens to be one that I don't, and that's fine. Doesn't mean I think he's a looser. He's not a looser. I did mention that, too. It's like, that's one of my favorites. You're a looser.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's because you get it every day, right?
I get it all the time.
But you know where you're not a looser?
Lions Poker Palace.
Of course.
That's the place to go, man.
Yeah.
And we've been telling people about him for a while, and to be honest, there's a lot of options. If you want to have a poker game in Texas or in Houston these days, there's options out there. But I think the best option is Lions Poker Palace. They do things the right way. They've got all kinds of tournaments, and not just hold'em. I mean, they're playing all kinds of games there. Cash games constantly going. I think they've got the most tournaments going in town. And the way they're doing it is you can collect points every time you play a tournament at Lions, and the more points you accrue, you'll get a chance to play in the $60,000 guaranteed tournament on November 30th?
No, December 12th.
December 12th. Okay, yeah it's through November 30th, you can accrue points. December 12th is the tournament. But it's a $60,000 guaranteed tournament. It's going to be a fantastic tournament, and you could be a part of it.
And, guys, if you don't get enough points to get in the tournament, you keep playing, you get $100. You get to a certain amount. That's what's great. And you mentioned the tournaments. How about this? 3,000 guaranteed tonight. Starts at 6:30. Can buy in until 8:10. And it's a bounty tournament, so get in there and play. And they have the noon tournament. Hoping to get out there Thursday for that. It's basically $100 sit and go. And with a $1,000 guarantee. On the weekends, they guarantee $30,000. And the cash games, man, they're fat. I mean, it's really a cool place. You get out there, first 10 cash players before 1 o'clock, you got a day off, get your butt out there. $50 free time and lunch, and the food is fantastic. And all cash players before 4 o'clock, $25. So, and they've always got games going when you get out there. And Najib and George run a fantastic room. Go by and check them out. I promise you, you will love it. 6134 Richmond Avenue. Mention ESPN. Get your first 3 hours of play free. Lions Poker Palace.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.